今からリスニング試験を始めます。
3番の問題を見てください。これからヴァツラフ・ブレジナ教授へのインタビューを聞きます。その内容に合うように、1から8の文を完成させるのに最もよく当てはまる選択肢を、それぞれ A から C の中から1つずつ選んで、その記号を回答欄に書きなさい。放送は1回流れます。
Today I'm here with Václav Breziná, a professor at Lancaster University, UK. Thank you very much for joining me today. I've read your research article entitled Five Ways the Internet Era Has Changed British English, New Research, and I found it very interesting and informative. Today we would like to hear more about your recent research findings.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, can you briefly introduce what corpus linguistics is? And what research is to do with corpora?
Absolutely. So first of all, corpus linguistics is an incredibly versatile methodology of analysis of large amounts of language data that we call corpora. And we use specialized software to analyze these data. So we go out, collect data, such as the British National Corpus 2014, 100 million word corpus, sample of current British English that shows us what British English looks like today. And we also compare that with a corpus that we call British National Corpus 1994, which is a comparable data set which samples British English from the early 1990s. And using the specialized software, we were able to see the differences between language, British English, used today and British English used 20 years ago.
What is the first difference you noticed?
Well, first of all, the most striking difference was the overall informal character of current British English when compared to British English used 20 years ago in our data. British English across all the genres, blog posts, social media, where informality would be expected, but across the whole spectrum of other genres, from fiction to newspapers, political speeches, and academic writing. So when we look at the informal features, such as contractions, so contracted forms such as isn't, that stands for is not, this is something that will be fairly unusual before the internet revolution. But nowadays, it is very common in formal registers, such as academic writing.
How about people's titles?
Absolutely. That's another area that strikes you when you look at the use of British English in current contexts. So compared to 20 years ago, we now are much more likely to address people by their first names. And the frequency of the titles, such as Mr. and Mrs., has decreased by 30% and 56% respectively. And the decrease in the use of Mrs. has been slightly counterbalanced by the slight increase of the neutral term Ms. M-S. But overall, there's a one-third decrease in the use of these titles. So nowadays, when I receive a letter, I'm much more likely to be addressed as Dear Václav rather than Dear Mr. or Professor Breziná.
The changes you have mentioned so far were how we use language. How about words themselves?
Absolutely. And there has been an increase in the use of words that are connected to the changes in technology that we observe in our everyday lives. There are terms that you are probably familiar with, terms connected to the e-language, as we call it, electronic language used on the internet, terms such as blogs, tweets, Twitter, iPhone, but also app, which stands for application in English. This is a piece of software that we have in our phones and on our computers that we use every day. And there's a particularly interesting story behind the term app. This term is first attested in the early 1990s, so the term itself occurs in the original data set, the British National Corpus 1994, but there are only handful of examples, because back in the 1990s, we would use the term software or piece of software to refer to what now is known as an app in English. However, there has been a dramatic increase in the use of the term app. So nowadays, when you look at the current British English and the e-language in particular, there are 164 mentions of the term app per million words. And in general British English, there are 41 mentions of the term app per million words.
Have you found any grammatical changes?
Absolutely. The change that we have observed is not only lexical change, change in vocabulary, but also grammatical change. And the most striking example of this are the modal verbs. Verbs such as must, may, and shall that have now reached their new lows, low numbers in terms of their frequencies. We've observed this change for quite a while. It started back in the early 20th century, but now in our data, we can see a dramatic decrease when compared with the use of English language 20 years ago. So for instance, must is now used just over 350 times per million words, a decrease by 42% over the 20 years. May marked a similar decrease, 41%, as must, while shall changed even more dramatically with 61% decrease. And this all reflects the overall informal nature of British English and different ways of expressing modality.
Are there any other features that have demonstrated language changes over the years?
Yes, there are many, but a very interesting area that we looked at was the area of punctuation. The little marks that you hardly notice, but are so important for structuring language. So when we look at punctuation mark, most common punctuation marks are used more frequently now than they were in the early 1990s. And this is particularly noticeable in the case of question marks that increased by 64% and exclamation marks that increased by 103%. This might be a sign of language becoming more interactive and carrying more emotional load. There is a small decrease, however, in the use of semicolons, which are typically used in more formal styles of writing.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Brezina, or rather I should say Václav.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.